All right, Charmin, remember, Mr. Whipple, please don't squeeze the Charmin, some of the great ads of all time. Well, Charmin is rolling out the Forever Roll. Yes, the Forever Toilet Paper Roll, which lasts a month. Now, you got to know how big the family is, don't you?
That would be my question.
I buy a Forever stamp, and it lasts until whenever I want to use it. So
here's the deal. Charmin is going, go big or go home. Well, they're going big, rolling out a giant supply of toilet paper to last you a long time. The new Forever Roll is a jumbo-sized multi-user roll that holds 1,700 sheets and weighs about 2 pounds.
2 pounds?
It's about twice. A normal single-user roll holds 850 sheets, so this is double, right?
Okay.
The rolls are so large, it needs its own dispenser. Your special Forever dispenser. I'm sure they'll sell those. Charmin's offering a starter pack through its website that comes with 3 multi-user rolls and includes a free toilet paper stand.
Oh, my.
Wow.
2 pounds.
Give me a guess. How much do you think? The price for that is about...
$32.99.
Good guess. Yeah, you could play on the price. $30. You went over, but $30.
That's not bad.
The Forever Roll is said to last you at least 1 month.
And by that's not bad, I don't mean that that's a fair price. I just mean that I was really close. That's a lot of money. Have you guys noticed, or maybe it's your wife that does these shopping trips, how confusing it's gotten to buy toilet paper?
Oh, yeah, because there's like double packs and triple rolls and mega rolls and all
these. You're trying to get the best deal.
Uh-huh. It's impossible to get the best deal. I just go for the largest quantity.
I check out price. I mean, are you a little weird when you're checking price per sheet?
Right? I agree, but then you've got your one ply and your two ply.
The plies are very important, too, because, my goodness, there was a revolt in the freshman dorms at college when they went down to one ply. Yeah. Everybody was like, we need at least 2 ply here. We're paying 30 grand a year.
Absolutely.
And if you go to someone's house and they're a 1 ply, do you mention it after you've used their bathroom?
My husband when we go home. Just see their cheap toilet paper.
I raised my hand as someone who grew up in a blessed pastor's family, so you buy the cheapest, lowest ply, usually from Sam's Club, and that's... nine kids.
I grew up in the house with the cheap toilet paper, but I remember my grandma always had Charmin. And so you know what? When I struck out on my own, I bought Charmin, and I still do. I'm like an exclusive Charmin. I was a toilet paper tester. Did you notice this?
I did not know
I've heard this story.
Yes. What does that mean?
It means that I was chosen to, they sent me packs of toilet paper, one labeled A and one labeled B, and I had to remove all other toilet paper from my home, and I had to sample test all of these things, and then I had to fill out all kinds of surveys about my toilet paper use.
It's like a Sleep Steady, but way more personal.
It was so sketchy and personal. And so we tested all of this toilet paper, We were toilet paper testers.
We will not be asking those questions to Chris Cruzy in just a few minutes here on WWI.
He probably prefers Charmin.
Who doesn't?
I'm looking forward to Chris Cruzy, rapid fired and more with him in just a bit.
That was Holland with Alone. Well, hey, this morning here on the air, we are not alone because we have a very special guest. Chris Cruzy is on the line. Are you there, Chris?
Hello, I'm here.
The pride of barren, small-town, strong Chris Cruzy. Great to have you on the Wake Up Show for the first time.
Pride of Wisconsin. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Great to have you with us. And Chris, we'll chat a little bit more about what all has been going on in the whirlwind of your life in the last several months here. But first, we're going to play a little rapid fire. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can in 1 minute. All of these can be answered in a few words or less. Are you ready, Chris?
Yep, let's do it.
Rapid fire Chris Cruzy, here we go. Favorite breakfast food?
Oh, bacon and egg.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely.
What's an odd smell other people can't stand but you love?
Oh, farm?
As a kid, what was your favorite TV show?
Andy Griffith Show.
All-time favorite movie, Chris?
Oh, man. Almost Heroes.
Favorite type of cheese?
Colby Jack?
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'll do?
Trout fishing.
What's your hidden talent?
Cooking.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, Spider-Man.
If you're given a bowl of ice cream and can choose 3 toppings, which ones do you choose?
Chocolate, peanuts, and chocolate.
And finally, excluding only Morgan Freeman, if you could have anyone narrate your life, who do you choose?
James Earl Jones.
There, no hesitation
nice.
There, too.
Nice.
That could have led into the Star Wars question. Rapid fire with Chris Cruzy. Well done, Chris.
All right. Man, I mean, the superhero thing, that's the only one I could think of.
It's a challenge. The rapid fire first thing in the morning, it's a challenge. I get
that. That's good.
Let's get some pepperoni pizza. Some Canadian bacon pizza with pineapple and watch old episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. I think we're going to be fine. So.
Yeah, that's a good day.
So what was your big we're not in Wisconsin anymore moment while you were on The Voice?
I mean, not even, like, anything to do with the show. So we stayed in a hotel in Burbank for, like, I mean, really the better part of 6 months, which is less than ideal for me. I'm grateful for everything that happened out there, but it's like, I'm glad I'm not there anymore. Just walking down the sidewalk, and, like, you'd meet someone on the sidewalk, and the natural thing for me to do is, you know, say hi and acknowledge that there's another human being right there. And they don't do that out there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, like, they'd look at me like I was a crazy person just for saying hi.
Wow.
So that was the biggest thing. I'm like, man, this is like, it's like a different world.
It is. It really is. So, Chris, at what point did you realize that you wanted to have a career in your life, in music? I mean, what point did that really, like, hit you in your life that you wanted a career in music?
I mean, I think, you know, and I started playing shows when I was really young, and I was, you know, I was making money doing it, not great money by any means, but, you know, I would make a little bit of money on the weekends through high school, and that's when, you know, I kind of saw it for if I can grow this thing and, you know, get there to be a higher demand, then I can, you know, charge more money, and then I can make a living doing this. I think, so I don't know, probably early high school, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Chris, kind of dovetailing off that, what might maybe the general populace not realize about just how difficult it is to make a living doing music? It's something that you love, but it's not easy to have a career in this industry.
No, you have to kind of pave your own path, especially, you know, in Northwest Wisconsin where it's not a super common thing. You know, I mean, in Nashville, people do it a lot. And, you know, other parts of the world. But here, it was just kind of, I don't know, I just put my nose to the grindstone and just went for it. And, tons and tons of hours, early morning, sitting with a calendar in front of me and, you know, cold calling bars and different venues and just trying to get myself booked at all these different places. And the first year I, like, truly took it serious, I bought one of those big, giant paper calendars from Walmart and sat down at my dining room table and started calling places, Googling bars and stuff that had music in Wisconsin, and just started calling them. And within a couple weeks, I had, you know, like the next 6 months of my life booked out, and like, wow, I can actually make a living doing this for at least the next 6 months. And so I just kept doing that, and kept getting busier and busier, and then it got to the point where I was doing, you know, 250 shows a year.
Talking to Chris Cruzy here on the Wib Wake Up Show, Caleb, Hillary, and Halvo on WWIB. So prior to the fall of 2018, as great as your hometown of Barron is, most folks in the country had probably never heard of it. But all of a sudden, you're on The Voice, rising, and the Jamie Clause story unfolds. What about the interweaving of those and how you became a champion there?
Well, I mean, that's awful no matter where it happens. And for it to happen around Barron is just, I mean, it was just kind of it was an absolute shock, and it was scary. You know, I was in L.A., and I've got young kids and a wife at home, and so, I mean, it was extremely unsettling. We didn't, you know, no one knew what happened for a long time. And I followed the Sheriff's Department page on Facebook, and they were asking everybody to do everything they could to keep her name out there. And I was like, hey, I've got some pretty powerful tools at hand here. Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly believe that anyone in my position would have done exactly what I did. It was the right thing to do.
Have you met her? Have you talked with her?
No, I haven't, but some of her family's reached out recently saying that she wants to get together. So that's pretty cool. I don't want to push that because she needs space and she needs to not have all this attention, you know. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what do you think is the best thing about being from Barron?
Best thing about being from Barron? I mean, there's a lot of benefits. I mean, you know everybody, which is cool. And, I mean, like, if you're driving down any back road in this area and you get a flat tire, you're struggling to fix it, you know, most likely someone's going to stop and help you. That's probably, like, one of the best things. But just that kind of stuff. Like, people are around and people don't just blow by and assume help is on the way. Like, I mean, if you see someone in the ditch, you probably stop and check and make sure they're all right.
Love it.
Talking with Chris Cruzy here on the Wave Wake Up Show. As we finish up, we get to the harder hitting questions, Chris. So, you're a family man. You have small children in the home. What are your feelings on Baby Shark?
Baby Shark, man. Musically it hurts me, but my 2-year-old son just lights up when we put that on, especially with the video, and he mimics everything they're doing in the video. And I mean, once in a while, I'll like go get him out of his crib in the morning, and he's like doing the Baby Shark motion and saying doot 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 doot. And
have you ever considered covering it?
It brings him a lot of happiness, so I can't complain. I'm not a huge fan of it. But.
Next album, could we have a Chris Cruzy cover of Baby Shark? Is that a possibility?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's a Chris Cruzy cover of it's happened here at the house when he's upset, but it's probably going to stay at home.
You just had a concert at the Pablo Center in downtown Eau Claire. How does that compared to other places you performed, and is there kind of a dream location where you'd like to perform someday?
Man, I mean, the Pablo is, everywhere we've performed has been awesome. I mean, anywhere where we can get a group of people together that wants to hear our music is amazing. The Pablo Center is just, they took things to a whole new level down there. I mean, I feel like it's like a hidden gem. I mean, I know a lot of people know about it, but I'm surprised that not more, like, really, really big national acts have come through. And, I mean, that place is amazing. I guess a dream venue, I would love to do a show at Red Rocks in Denver.
Very cool. Hey, Chris, if people are wanting to catch one of your shows, where are you headed next? What's your next venue you're playing at?
And we're playing at Waupaca, Wisconsin, tomorrow.
Nice.
With Leanne Rimes. Oh, that'll be fun.
Very cool.
And Walworth, Wisconsin, we're playing at the high school down there for an event that's going to benefit the FFA. And after that, we're in New Richmond for the Packers tailgate tour. And we've got a ton of stuff. You go to facebook.com/Chris Cruzy Music. We've got all of our dates linked to that page, or chriscruzymusic.com, and everything's on there. There's way too many that I could even remember.
Just don't forget Aquafest in my hometown of Bryce Lake.
I can't wait. Aquafest is going to be a blast.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're talking to Chris Cruzy here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We're going to close this out with one of your great songs here. We have Human.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
We've been talking a lot about the Avengers. You see Captain America Civil War when there's just this fraction between Captain America and Tony Stark, Iron Man.
It's his birthday today. Robert Downey Jr., 54 today.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Quite the actor.
I feel like this story may also create a dividing line in the sand between coffee lovers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say right here in the studio.
Not so much us.
Okay, good.
Nothing could do that, Mark. Nothing could do that.
Here's the skinny. To some coffee drinkers, coffee shops that don't have the words McCafe or Dunkin' on the sign are already too snobby, too expensive, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, some coffee places are becoming snobby by not offering any add-ins for your coffee, meaning no sugar, no milk, no cream. I'm sitting across from someone who could not handle that.
What are you saying, Caleb? What is this no sugar, no cream? What are you saying?
No, Havel, I mean, you doctor your coffee with your special Havel mixture.
I had my hot cocoa with my coffee this morning.
But I hear the words, but I don't understand. I'm still so confused.
There are the black coffee drinkers out there, right? And so I think that's what you're getting at.
I love myself enough to put cream in my coffee.
Yeah.
Often called third-wave coffee shops, these aficionados use high-quality roasted beans that they feel should be consumed unadulterated by additional flavors, even ones their customers might wish to add. These are zero-tolerance coffee shops, and they feel that they are simply re-educating consumers by implementing these rules. For instance, at Black Black Coffee in Denver, the slogan is, "If your coffee needs doctoring, it must be broken." Would you ever even go into a place like that?
If you want to win business, I mean, you're like, hey, you can have black coffee, but you can have cream, you can have sugar, you can have them together. I mean, so.
You know what? I would go in there and I would get a cup of coffee and then I'd take my thing of creamer out of my purse and add cream. I'd bring my own.
It's kind of like sneaking your water bottle into the stadium or something like that, too. But I do know, folks, I am related to folks who actually would subscribe to this, that you do not put anything in your coffee at all.
In fact, I've got a friend who's he's not a coffee snob, he's a wonderful guy. But the fact is, the idea of flavored coffee, he's just like, how dare you put flavored coffee into the coffee?
Okay, so here's the
thing.
So he
just wants straight up coffee and straight black.
With flavored coffee. Because we have a Keurig here at work.
Yes.
And for the Keurig, I have to have flavored coffee because honestly, I am such a coffee snob that, like, if I'm going to have coffee with it has to be really good coffee. And I, like, make this whole thing at home with this AeroPress, and it's not complicated, but complicated. You know, and so if I'm going to have, like, simple coffee, it doesn't quite cut it, so I have to, like, have a flavor. But I don't like the flavored creamer because that's, like, too, like, sweet and syrupy.
See, I like
there are very strong feelings, as strong as the Java that some of you enjoy every morning on this subject.
Right.
I'm just Switzerland as usual because I don't I don't drink either way. But
who are they to tell me what I can or can't put in my coffee?
Sound off on the Wib listener line, 715-396-1670.
Hazelnut creamer, Frenchman. There's a lot of great flavored creamers.
I know, and I used to do them, but I got away from the sweetness.
Will either of you try that Peeps flavored creamer?
I would try it.
Sounds very sweet.
It sounds. You know what? I would like that in an iced coffee. I would do cold brew iced coffee with the Peeps creamer. That would be
honestly
good,
my wife
brew is smoother.
Has given me a sip of some of those coffee drinks before. And I'm like, this doesn't taste like coffee. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I got my day's worth of sugar and calories. But this is awesome.
There's that. A week ago today, gentlemen, I was in Arkansas, and it was warm. It was like 75 degrees, and it was beautiful.
We're getting there, eventually.
Yeah, eventually. But I was a good mom. I mean, I was a really good mom, because I got on a horse, and I rode a horse for the enjoyment of my children.
It wasn't something you wanted to do?
Well, I did it because I knew they would have fun with it.
I loved horseback riding as a kid. Got to do it from time to time. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I would think
younger,
the kids, I mean, the kids, first and foremost, they got to love it themselves.
Oh, they had a great
But they're
time.
All cool moms doing this, too.
Well, and I mean, yeah, cool moms doing this, too. And the laughter of the folly of mom trying to ride a horse. I mean, my horse was not as happy to have me riding it. And it really just didn't want to walk and do things for me.
Horses are massive animals. And
they really are. She's got to take control of the horse. Look, I took control of my horse, and he like goes in a little circle, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, my horse wants to eat grass, okay? Just back off, man. Anyways, I rode a horse, and at the time I'm thinking, I'm gonna pay for this. Well, let me tell you, friends, I was okay for a few days afterwards. I hurt now, okay? I hurt. Why do I hurt a week after I rode the horse?
I don't
horse?
Know why. Why,
is
Dr.
This
Caleb?
Like a deferred thing
I don't know
when you're
why.
Old?
Usually, I think it'd be right away.
I honestly think as I've grown older too, it's, you know, yeah, I'm gonna play football with the kids out in the yard or play basketball with my little brother or whatever, and then it's hours or even a day later. It's I didn't realize I still had those muscles. And it's almost like this deferred pain.
Yeah.
It's like the Lord says, you know what? You can still recapture your youth for a glorious hour, and then you're going to remember that man is but dust, and to dust he shall return in a day or two.
I find it happens like you haven't worked out for quite a while, and you decide,
I'm
going to do it. and I'm going to do it full bore, knee bends and the whole thing. And
yeah.
Then you can't work out for at least another week because you're in so much pain.
Right.
And then snow shoveling or moving,
yes.
like moving huge dressers and the whole thing. You
yes.
help people move or yourself move. Yeah, you can have aches and pains in places
yeah.
you didn't even know you had.
Honestly.
Right.
And you know, I have a 4-year-old little boy, so he wants to wrestle and things like
yes.
that. But even then, it's like, you know, and I know I'm getting old when I hear my wife saying, "Be careful with daddy."
Like, yeah, right.
I honestly cannot tell you. I don't know the last time I ran full speed.
There's
I don't
no
know.
Need to run full speed, Caleb.
Exactly.
There's no need.
Why? I mean,
yeah.
unless
you
there's an ice cream truck going down my street.
Or your child's darting into traffic.
Yeah.
There's no other need.
But it's just...
No.
You live with children, small children, and they're always running
oh.
and always moving.
Yes.
And at 31, it's like, no, nothing really
no.
merits that much of a rush.
Yeah. Why hurry?
They say in a good workout, though, right, if you're jogging, you have different stretches in there.
Yeah.
What you want to try to sprint or...
Yeah. Are there any post-horse riding stretches I can do? Because I'll tell you, my back hurts, my hip hurts. My heel hurts,
uh-huh.
and my right wrist, I swear it's from those reins. It's trying to pull the horse up from stopping. It's my
See,
husband.
You got
to
take control of your horse. I took control of my horse, and I can do little circles.
Good for you!
Okay,
I'm going to
we got to capture that and play it for Dean as your impression of him and get his reaction on tomorrow's show.
I am going to go for my regular walk tonight, and it's about a 3-mile loop.
Yeah.
I have not run for the longest time. You know why I don't run?
Don't run.
Back, hamstrings, Achilles.
Right!
This is like the NFL injury report. Like, Caleb and Hillary are questionable for tomorrow's show, and this is all of the aches and pains.
No, because we get to sit in these nice,
yeah.
comfy chairs.
Do you know why I don't run?
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Honestly, truer words were never spoken.
Well, my friend Matt Canzera just started his podcast, Jesus Never Ran. So there you go. Check that out.
He also took naps.
Amen. 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 We've wrapped up a Friday Eve, friends.
Indeed.
That's right.
That's how I prefer to call it nowadays, especially when I have fun weekend plans.
That's right. Well, heal up and hopefully you're back, you know, better than ever from your horse
incident.
Yes.
Let's just
yes.
Let's make it more than it is.
I was watching some Magnificent Seven and I was just thinking, man, what if we were still like
oh.
a horse riding society? Like, if I guess we just get used
how...
to it. I mean, you just sort of
I
like
don't...
people go barefoot all the time.
I don't
like,
know how
as
they
a
ever
kid, like you just
again. I don't know how. It... Yeah, and yeah, there, no wonder they were all bow-legged, because an equestrian I am not. Okay, let's just say I'm not.
As long as we're doing this, hey, my friend Tony Mattson at Trinity Equestrian Center, one of the great events, the Horsepower for Veterans coming
oh, cool.
up the
yeah.
4th Saturday of June. I want to say the 22nd, but put it on your calendar. Great event, raising money for the fantastic equine therapy
mm.
they do there with these big horses.
Don't
for
let the
vets.
Griping about our age dissuade
yes.
you.
Yes,
yeah,
no,
don't, no, because it really is a cool thing. And people that are horse people and know how to handle them and how to ride them, yeah, it's great
like
fun.
Like Dean? Because he clearly took control
it's
of his
It's time
house.
Now for Focus on the Family. Have a great day, everybody. It's been fun spending the morning with you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.